You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Welcome to TJ's Podcast.
Hi. So great to have you. I'm testing my earbuds to see if they're both working. They are.
Why would they not be working?
Well, because I got some earbuds not long ago that I use in my personal life, which I'll thank you to stay out of, mister. All of a sudden, one day, the right one stopped working. I mean, they're not even 3 months old, and the right one stopped working. And I looked it up, and people said that it's just that's what happens when it gets so dirty and nasty. It blocks the sound of it. And that can't be it. My ears aren't that dirty. My ears are wet. They're not dirty.
Wet ears.
So, and they weren't, I mean, I was bargain shopping for them. But that's usually a good brand because I have some wireless speakers, Bluetooth speakers that are that brand, and they've always been really good. But the earbuds, it's no good.
My corded Bose earbuds, I went through 3 pairs of them. Yeah. I loved them. Best earbuds I've ever had, but all 3 of them just died. And they lasted, I don't know, 2 years apiece.
Yeah.
And I loved them, but yeah, they all died.
My Bose Bluetooth earbuds are the best ones I've ever had. Because I, you know, even when everybody was all about Monsters, you know, the Monster headphones, the Dr. Dre's Monsters and or Beats, and the Monsters were Will.i.am, right?
I forget. I remember Monsters, and I remember Beats.
But everybody was about the Beats.
Yeah.
Big old ass headphones.
Yeah.
And I would say, and I knew I sounded like an old man when I said it, but I didn't care, that though the sound of those Beats, nowhere close to being as good as the sound of Bose. Nothing is.
I don't think so. I think it's the best.
Yeah. And so I had some Bose, like the first generation Bluetooth earbuds without the cord, and they lasted me forever. And then when it got time for me to get some new ones, when those wore out, I was balling on a budget at that point. And so I got some JBL Flex is what they're called. And that's the right one's out.
Really?
So the hell that is my life.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the Beats were always too bass heavy, and it made sense. It's Dr. Dre, you know, built for listening to like hip hop music. And
but the Monsters sounded better than the Beats to me.
They do.
Yeah. But Bose better than, I mean, that's just the premium sound.
Absolutely.
Bose. People like that Sonos system though.
My brother's got one.
Yeah.
And it's everywhere. He's got one in the living room, one outside by the pool. I don't know. He's got a whole setup out there.
Yeah. My friend Mark has them in every room. He has them, lives in the mountains part time and at the beach part time. And then he's got another little condo that's close to his work in New Bern.
Yeah.
And every room has one of those Sonos speakers in it. And he barely watches TV.
Yeah.
And so, like when we're staying with him, I'm in the bathroom trying to get dressed, take a shower and all that. And he's always got music going, but I want to listen to my political talk shows while I'm in there doing stuff. So I didn't realize if you hit stop or pause on the individual speaker, it will, I don't know whether it cuts it in the rest of the house or what, but it only stayed off for a little bit. It was almost like he's turning it back on.
I turned it on.
Yeah.
One thing about, you always know if somebody has a Sonos system in their house because they will tell you they have a Sonos system. My brother is like, that's all he wants to ever talk about is his Sonos.
Yeah, people love them.
They do.
Or as some of my Southern brethren and sisters say, people loves them. People loves those things.
And it's not cheap. It's expensive to do the whole system throughout the house.
Yeah. But it's not overly priced for the quality of it, I would think. I bet it's cheaper than having Bose all through your house.
Probably. And doing the in-ceiling stuff.
Yeah.
Having all that stuff wired throughout.
Mm-hmm. But you got speakers sitting everywhere in the house.
You do have speakers.
You wouldn't like that because you're a minimalist.
Yeah. Maybe not. I forget who it was. Maybe they were on the show. It was a guy that installs speaker systems in people's houses. He goes, like, every call I go on when I'm putting speakers in people's houses, everybody wants speakers in the dining room. And I always have to say, like, think about when you're eating dinner in a dining room. You probably don't want speaker music. Like, you're not going to want a lot of music in the dining room when you're trying to have a formal dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's like, I want them in every room.
We don't even have a dining room in our house.
They're going away.
Yeah. The floor plan called for one, but we had them change it. And they expanded one little area in the kitchen to make it a big appliance pantry. And then the other half of what would have been the dining room is Jody's office.
Yeah. Jody in her office doing bitch.
So adorable. So adorable.
It's the cutest. Jody Trump.
Yeah. So her nosy ass sits right there in front of the window of the front of the house and has a glass storm door on the, you know, so that door is always open. And she's in, you know, whatever drives by, she's in,
keeping an eye on things. Mm-hmm. Neighborhood watch.
Running the deer out of the front yard.
Sure.
Everything.
She got a computer at her desk?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just her laptop. Her, what you call it? What do you call these?
Laptops. Yeah. MacBooks.
MacBooks.
Yeah. What else is on that
Mac
desk?
Mac and cheese
have,
book.
Does she have a pen cup?
Yeah. And, you know, because she does all of our bills and all of that kind of stuff. And then she also does work for Adam, you know, in the company. And she has a space heater underneath it that runs even in a heat wave such as we're having now. It's always on if she's sitting at that desk.
Yeah. I know she does work for Adam because yesterday we have a standing appointment at 10:30 on Wednesdays. And he emailed me on Tuesday and said, hey, heads up, I can't do our 10:30 tomorrow. I'm going to be on a call with Jody. I was like, how is Jody affecting my life on a Wednesday?
But
he loves her.
I know, but what?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. He told me, but I don't even recall.
Because they have a standing time as well, I think.
Maybe they do. I'm not sure. It got moved into my time, which is fine. I don't care. I'm not looking for him. But he said, I need to get on a call with Jody at this time.
Oh,
said,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it's important.
Yeah.
No problem.
She's in her boardroom.
Yeah. Well, let me sit down at my desk. Does she take a lot of pride in the office? She likes having her space. Yeah.
And it's got a couple of those... what is it called? Sewing Down South pillows from the the Southern Charm guy. What's his name? Craig. Yeah. She's got several of those pillows and it's all themed. It's got giraffes, paintings of giraffes on the wall.
It's very clear. It's a woman's office.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If nothing else, because it's got a space heater going all the time.
Sure.
That's how you know.
It's a big indicator.
Yeah.
Does she have a chair sitting across from the desk?
No.
So she can't, take meetings in there?
No. Okay. She did in our old house. She had that. And it was much smaller than her office chair because in our old house, it was a very, handsome office with floor-to-ceiling shelves and cabinets and things and a rich wood and all of that because it was made for that type of office. So that was my office in the beginning.
Power office.
Yeah. And so I had a really nice high back leather chair and all that. Then she took it over. Mm. And then the chair that would sit across from that giant desk. We went to the Furniture Mart to get that desk, and you know, because Hickory, North Carolina, and Thomasville and all of that is not far from us, so you can get good prices on things sometimes. And so then she put the two chairs on the other side of the desk. So if I had to go in and talk to her about something, I would sit on the other side of the desk in a much, much smaller chair. So yeah, she was like way up here and then looking down at me sitting on the other side of the desk. I think
that's how they tell you to do it. You're supposed to have the person sitting across from the desk be slightly uncomfortable and let them know you're the one in power. You're behind the desk in the taller chair. That's so funny, though, that it was once your office. And then she's like, I'm just going to take this over. Because you probably weren't using it anyway.
Yeah, I barely used it. So. And she needed all that, you know, those cabinets and everything for paperwork and bills, things like that.
Did you have to knock when you walked in to not scare her anything?
No. No.
Yoo-hoo.
But I always know when she's in her office now, as soon as I walk in the house or, you know, start to come downstairs, because I hear that heater going. And I won't even go in there and talk, because it's set up where I can stand away from it and look around a corner and make eye contact with her, and that's as close as I get because it's too hot.
She has it going all year round, pretty much?
If she's sitting in there, and even if she's not cold, I think it's just a psychological thing now where if she's there, it has to be turned on.
And it's blowing on her feet?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's insane. I don't get it. Oh my God. But that's what makes her her.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Our little executive.
I wonder how funny it would be if when she's not there one day, I just hid that heater somewhere and she went in, it wasn't there.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Yeah. She'd probably love that. It's hilarious.
She would love it.
Because you know how she is about people taking her things anyway?
Yeah.
Borrowing them.
People would love an office tour that she does. You know, hey, y'all, welcome to my office. This is my desk. This is my chair. This is my drafts. I named this one Bryson. You know, just like a little tour of the office. I would want to see that content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's little, though. Like I said, it's half the size of what a dining room would be.
Yeah.
I think people would like to see the big pantry more where we keep our appliances and stuff. Yeah. So maybe could do both. But I don't want people up in my house.
I get it. I don't either.
All up in my business. Although they've seen my kitchen a lot from cooking videos and stuff.
Yeah, you've showed that.
Mm-hmm. And then one time I put the camera down my pants in the kitchen. That was fun. That got a lot of comments. All right, we got some crazy, stupid celebrity stuff to cover today. And I think I need to clear up something with Riggins' opinion of something that I am into, because he says that I'm like Ariana Grande. So we'll get into that coming up next.
TJ's podcast.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Back to TJ's podcast.
So I saw this clip, and then on the internet, so I saw the clip, and as soon as I saw it, I knew that people were going to connect me to this and act like that I'm the same way, that I have this in common with the celebrity Ariana Grande. She was on some sort of, was it a podcast or is it a TV talk show or something?
It's a podcast.
Okay. And she was telling them how into serial killers, knowing about serial killers and learning about them and all that stuff that she is, which a lot of people are. I mean, that's a subject that, you know, with that started the crime documentary shows. I mean, they were all about serial killers to begin with, and then it just has exploded into now so many different real crime documentaries. But she said that if she could have dinner with anybody, you know, dead or alive or whatever it is, it would be Jeffrey Dahmer. Now, that's a different area of weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that you may want to sit down and figure out why his mind works the way it does and hear some of the stories and that sort of thing, but you don't have to get that directly from the source. You could get that from, you know, say you want to have dinner with his doctor or, you know, some of that. That's the difference. I find serial killers and stories about them to be interesting, but I don't want to be around any of them.
Right.
I would never want to sit in a room with a serial killer, no matter how interesting their story is. That's just dumb.
Yeah. And usually when you ask somebody, like, who's the one person dead or alive that you'd love to have dinner with? And it's usually like Jesus or my grandfather. You don't often hear like a horrible person. Nobody says like Hitler or Jeffrey Dahmer.
Well, who would it be for you? Like a celebrity or historic figure, not Jesus or your grandparents or anything.
John Adams would be incredible. Yeah. Like any of the founding fathers, those guys would be probably incredible to have dinner with. I don't know. I haven't thought about it a whole lot, but maybe Jimmy Buffett, you know, I was going to meet him before, you know, I didn't know he was going to die, but that would be amazing.
Yeah, how like rude of him though, to not tell you.
I know. It's like,
how about a little heads up? Mr. Margaritaville.
Yeah. I think he'd be so much fun.
Yeah.
Who would you do it?
Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Because I think he would be a good host.
Yeah.
Because I heard so many stories that he would tell about having people over to his house to watch, you know, ball games and things like that. Yeah, and a lot of people say, well, you know, you wouldn't want to sit down and have dinner with President Reagan. And I think that Rush Limbaugh would be more of just hanging out with a guy. Mm-hmm. You know, with President Reagan, I would have to constantly be, yes, sir, Mr. President, you know, and feel like, and it wouldn't be a, like I'm doing something I don't think I should do. That's the way I should be around, you know, pretty much any conservative president, not necessarily a Republican president, because some of them are shitty, but a conservative one that was really smart and good for the world. Mm-hmm. It'd be the difference in you having dinner with Jimmy Buffett and is it Pope Benedict you like the best, or Pope John Paul II? Yeah, good. So the same way, if you had dinner with Pope John Paul II, you'd be more formal and on your best behavior and everything.
Yeah.
Whereas you're hanging out with Jimmy Buffett, you can relax, have some beers, whatever.
Sure. That was my Pope.
Yeah. He was mine too. Even though I'm not Catholic, he was my Pope. He was part of the trio that saved the world.
Highly influential, very smart. We used to pray for the Pope every day.
Yeah. Do you know who the trio is? You know, the other one in the trio?
Yeah, it's the Iron Lady.
Yeah.
Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, Lady Thatcher. Yeah. The Pope, Pope John Paul II, Ronald Reagan, Lady Thatcher. Saved the world by ending the Cold War.
She might be a good dinner. I heard she was a good
cook. She's funny. Yeah, funny. She's funny. But still, you still got to be all uptight.
Maybe
so. I I wouldn't want to sit even in a room with a serial, because I mean, they're still disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, heinous people. I wouldn't want to be.
You don't want to share a meal. Like, no. Just like you wouldn't want to go play putt-putt with them.
No.
You know, it's like, you can read a book about Jeffrey Dahmer and learn what you want to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Having dinner with him.
It's almost like thing to say. The way you and I look at the Grand Canyon. You know, it is enormous and it is incredible, amazing, all of that stuff. But it's not necessary to appreciate all of that in person. No. It's a little bit of a, you know, an inconvenience, and it's, you know, it's just not worth it.
Because what they never show you when you're looking at pictures of the Grand Canyon, if they just spun that camera around the other way, you see what the actual experience of visiting the Grand Canyon like. Fat, sweaty, disgusting tourists from every corner of the globe. This is not, you know, a southern or northwestern thing. They're from everywhere, but everybody's fat, gross, rude. They're ugly.
Packed on a bus that goes from one part of it to the other. And the bus has so many people on it that you can see that it's almost dragging the ground. The bottom of the bus is almost dragging the ground. And it's, and people are sweaty and nasty. It's
just repulsive.
Yeah.
And the bathrooms are right there with picnic tables and gift shops. It's just trash. And then,
but yeah, as long as you're looking at your eyes, as long as you're looking out that one way, it's beautiful, amazing, and all that. But when you turn around to go back to your car,
oh, it's just revolting.
Or if you want to get something from the snatch bar,
yeah.
Did y'all eat when you were there with that group? Did y'all eat anything while you were there? Did y'all go to the snatch bar?
There's that one. Is that what it's called?
No, that's what I say. It's a snack bar.
Snack bar. Yeah, there's not a whole lot of concessions. But
no, it's just that one. You walk up and get burgers and stuff.
Yeah, we did not eat there. I ate at the Wendy's that's right outside the Grand Canyon. I mean, it's like such a joke. But yeah, a little underwhelming. But yeah, I'd rather spin that camera around for once and show what it actually is like visiting it. So gross.
It's almost worth going there to do that.
Yeah.
So you can show it to the world.
It's like, far here's more fascinating the over there. A lot of fat tank top people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's like if you took probably half of the people on a Saturday night at the county fair and put them on a bus together and then got up in the middle of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Without all the great snacks and rides, just a big ditch.
So anyway, everybody knows Ariana Grande's crazy.
Yeah.
And we have more information on the Billy Ray Fire Rose saga. This whole story is about how Miley's still sticking with her mom, but she knew that this relationship wasn't going to last with Fire Rose and Billy Ray. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't have to be his daughter to know that. We all knew that. But I didn't know that he met Fire Rose on the set of Hannah Montana.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
She was an actress or a background?
I'm not sure. Yeah. It just said they met on Hannah Montana. And so, how old is Miley?
28, maybe close to 30.
Yeah, and Fire Rose is 35 or 36. So, maybe she wouldn't have been playing one of Miley's friends.
31.
Miley's 31?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe she was. And then Billy Ray.
I like your friend.
But it says that they're trying to rekindle their relationship, Miley and Billy Ray.
He's definitely trying to. I don't know that she's that thrilled about it.
But what did he do to Tish? Because that's what the whole thing was about. Miley still, not speaking to him because of the way that he did Tish, and that some of the kids took his side and some took her side.
I don't know. It seems like most of the kids are on Tish's side. So I don't know what led to their divorce. But in the recent years, Miley has made a couple comments about Billy Ray's ego. And she does it in a way that's like, she goes, you know, I'm a lot like my dad in that we are very ego driven and things like that. And I was like, that came out of nowhere. But I have not.
But did he cheat on her or something?
I don't know. They were married forever. They were married a long time.
But this source is supposedly close to Miley, said that she was upset because it was almost like that the person was alluding to the fact that Billy Ray and Fire Rose had wanted each other for a long time, like since the Hannah Montana or whatever, which I don't know. How much stock do you put into somebody who's going around and talking to tabloids, you know, as someone close to the family?
Exactly. Somebody that's really close to Billy Ray and Fire Rose,
yeah.
You probably wouldn't want to have over for dinner.
Yeah. Or if they're really close, would not be out telling their business. You know, also, like if somebody were, you know, tabloids were following, wanting to get information about you, there's no way I would go sit down with them and say, well, Riggins feels like da-da-da-da-da-da. So that's why I don't know whether to believe any of these things or not. It's this stupid celebrity stuff.
Sometimes there are checks attached to the story. Yeah. So, you know, maybe Billy Ray's gardener former nanny, house dog sitter, could be convinced for $1,000.
Yeah, if somebody gave me, you know, $100, I'd tell them all your business.
Yeah, sure.
I'd say keep my name out of it.
Yeah. It's an anonymous source. Yeah, I'll be an anonymous source. Absolutely.
Okay, so we continue to have a good thought for Billy Ray and Fire Rose.
You want the best for him.
Yeah. And then didn't he come out and say, she's accusing me of verbal abuse and all this stuff. She did that to me.
Yeah.
She abused me.
The truth is the exact opposite of what you've heard, Jerry. I hope he represents himself. I hope either one of them. That'll be a show.
Yeah, that's what's called in the legal world sandbagging. Oh, no, wait a minute. What's it called? Well, I'll figure out what it's called after a short recess.
Amazing.
All right, so audio from around the social media is coming up next.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
There are things that are just ridiculous that go onto the TikToks and Instagrams of the world. And when did we as a society, Riggins, become so gullible? I know I'm not gullible, but I mean, when did society in America become so gullible? Because if somebody puts something weird on social media, then people will just go do it, no matter how weird it is. Just like today, that the big story around is the that's gone viral is the what do they call it? Ricempic, where instead of Ozempic, you drink rice. I mean, you eat rice in water and lime juice and something, and it gives you the same benefits as Ozempic does for losing weight. And people were actually taking heed to that and doing it. But this could be one of the dumbest ones that I've seen. So Riggins sends this video to me and I'm watching it this morning and I almost got back in the bed.
It's not working today.
Oh.
I don't want to live in this world.
So it's a young woman and she has a baby, and of course the video's done in her car because it would, you know, just absolutely not count if she's not in her car doing it. And she goes into the store because she's heard that whipped cream makes a good, what is she calling it?
Primer,
you know, for the makeup. So here's the audio of it. And if we need to explain more about what the video looked like, we will.
I've been seeing like so many people put whipped cream on their face and they're like saying it's like such a good primer. So we're at the store and we're going to go get some and then try it. So let's go.
It's pushing a baby through the store in the grocery cart. Got whipped cream.
Okay, I just got it. Let's try.
Sprays it on her forehead.
It does smell really good. It's definitely sticky, but I think that's why it's a good primer. Anyway, go try it.
So she takes whipped cream in the can, sprays a line across her forehead, then rubs it all over her face. And nothing else. I mean, it doesn't show her putting any makeup over it.
No, just the
primer. Just doesn't go, oh, it's definitely sticky. I guess that's what makes it a good primer. So she's not really proving anything other than something that everybody knows, yeah, is that whipped cream is sticky.
Yeah, and you've covered your face in it.
Yeah.
You didn't show the end makeup look, which is, I'm assuming, no, why you use primer before you put on your makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you just basically covered your face in whipped cream and said it was sticky. And you did it in the hot car. It was 97 degrees yesterday. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's like when you're a kid and you tell your friend, like, oh, yeah, you put deodorant in your hair. It'll make your hair look good. Mm-hmm. They do it. They rub the stick in their hair. It's like it's the adult version of that. They go, maybe this person knows more about this than I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give it a shot. But and that's how these things get started.
The way I would look at it is, even if it is a good primer for your makeup, it's whipped cream. I'd go, I don't care. I don't want to put whipped cream all over my face.
Yeah.
It's sticky and gross. Can you imagine flies?
Oh my gosh.
Being drawn to her face with whipped cream all over it?
Yeah. I mean, it's like if somebody said, if you rub diarrhea in your hair, it's going to make it grow longer. Are you going to do it? Hopefully not. That's so stupid.
But if you put on a, the tops, you know, just the shirt that goes with scrubs, yeah, and then hang a stethoscope around your neck, you could go on there and say, put diarrhea in your hair and people would do it. You not saying you're a doctor, but just that's what you got on in the video.
Yeah. Rice, water, and lime juice, the same thing as Ozempic. not
without the expense and, yeah, and the shot.
It's not going to help you lose weight. It's the same thing, so much that we're calling it rice Zempic. I mean,
the exact same active ingredients.
I just don't know.
That's another thing about all of these herbal healing things, you know.
Yeah.
And then, but people will say, because you go, well, wait. If that were the thing, doctors would be saying, go out into the jungle and crush up this type of leaf and smoke it.
Yeah.
And then you'll be healthy for the rest of your life. It'll keep you healthy. And then when you say stuff like that, and then the other person that believes in it will go, they've been doing it for thousands of years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, well, because the doctors can't make money off of it. Are you kidding me? If a doctor discovered that you could go out and get a certain leaf that grows all over the United States and eat it, and it would keep you healthy. You know how much money that doctor would make? Yeah,
we'd have a lot of trillionaire doctors.
They just send somebody out to go pick it every day. And, you know, before you leave the office, here you go. Mm-hmm. It'll be a grand.
I mean, it's crazy. But now it's like the thing is that they don't care. People don't care if anything is real or not.
I know. Yeah.
You know, it's like when you watch those couples that prank each other and it's so clearly staged. Mm-hmm. The reactions are not that, oh my gosh, this is fake. And this, here's why you can tell it's fake. It's they love it or they didn't love it. But
you know what I blame for that?
Huh?
I blame that stupid radio skit called War of the Roses.
That's another one.
People because care. Those things are so obviously fake. And you can't call a person and put them on the radio without their permission. So the gist of it is that you get somebody on the phone who wants to test their significant other. And so they have the DJs call and pretend to be from a flower shop. And you've won a dozen roses. Who would you like to send them to? And if you say you send them to your significant other, you're great. If you say somebody else, then she freaks out and you have a fake argument on the air and it's drama. People love that. And I've never understood how they don't. And they even the people who say, yeah, I know it's fake, but I like it. Okay. Then, and what I would always chalk it up to, okay, well, then you would not like our morning show then.
Yeah.
Because it's actually good, and you don't know what's good and what's not. So you wouldn't like it. Keep listening to War of the Roses people. And or those that do those types of fake pranks. And also, we tell people, we're in the industry. We know the service that you pay for that gives you those things that puts you on the phone with the actors and all of that.
Yeah. Then you got to fight the temptation to either, you know, beat them or join them. It's like, do you want to join them and start doing it? Even though it's like against everything that you know, because it works. That's tough.
Yeah.
You got to stick to your guns.
Mm-hmm. Because even if somebody believes that's real, I would argue that we can come up with something more entertaining than that is real. And if not, then we need to call it a day.
Wrap it up. Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
And then there's something that has blown people's minds because they've never heard of this. Riggins is one of them. I've never heard of it either. It's a story from a young lady, and she is not in her car in this video, believe it or not. She's at the other set that people want to be in. She's lying in her bed, holding the phone out while she's in the bed. And she's explaining what has happened to her.
Last night, I was introduced to a friend of a friend, and I was
like, and bless her heart, she stopped up.
Yeah, she's a little congested.
Sounds like she's got, you know, a little sinus issue or allergies going on.
Last night, I was introduced to a friend of a friend, and I was like, have we met before? You look familiar. And she goes, oh, that's just because I have cousin face. I was like, what the f*** is cousin face? And she goes, everyone's always like, you look like my cousin, you look like my cousin's cousin, I look like everyone's cousin. And I was like, we look very similar. And she was like, you have cousin face too. I have cousin face.
Never. Have you ever heard of that?
No. Because it's stupid.
Well, if that's that girl's real experience, she goes, I know everybody says they think they know me. And maybe she coined that term, like, I have cousin face. That's got to be a weird experience, though. When so many, if it happens more than once, you're like, what the hell is going on with me?
It just means that you have a generic look, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And what that would do to you, you imagine?
Well, I guess I'm thinking of it from a different perspective because I don't have any cousins that just look generic.
I don't either. No one in Louisiana looks generic.
It reminded me, my daughter has what she calls resting worry face.
Oh, really? She always looks worried?
Yeah, because she used to work on at a golf course, and one of her coworkers, when she just first started working there, came up and said, are you okay? I was noticing over there, you seem like you're upset. And she goes, oh, no, I'm sorry. I just have resting worry face.
Oh my
God. Like she always looks like she's, because she's got big eyes.
Yeah.
And she's.
She always looks a little scared.
Yeah, like she's freaked out. Like she's scared. Oh, yeah.
That's just a scowl.
Mm-hmm.
But they, women wear it like a badge of honor.
Yeah. The old people call it a sourpuss.
Sourpuss. That's about yeah. right.
Looks like a sourpuss.
Mm-hmm. I like cousin face.
But, yeah, men can have resting bitch face too.
Yeah, for some reason, I just never noticed it.
No, because men are in general, they appear to be happier than women on, you know, in public.
Are they?
Yeah. Maybe. In public, women only seem to be happy when they're with a bunch of other women or another woman. Men show themselves to be happy when they're with their woman. Because the difference is that men actually do like their women. You think there's not a big difference in my wife's demeanor whenever she's with her friends somewhere or when she's just with me?
Oh, I believe it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then if I'm off somewhere without her, my demeanor is just, I can't wait to get back to her.
Yeah.
You know?
I need to run home.
Yeah.
We need to be reunited.
I'm miserable when she's not right by my side. All right. We got to go. Thanks for listening and watching. There's not going to be a podcast, a TJ's podcast tomorrow because I've got to go to a big meeting with business leaders in the community.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Gay community.
No, I'm in the kidding. Gay community. You're killing
just,
over there. Yeah,
just, oh, I know. So, thanks for listening and watching and all that stuff. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org. The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.